Yesterday, heading into the game, it was pretty much the type of game that we anticipated. We thought it would come down to who could take care of the ball the best. We thought it would come down to the end, and it certainly did. They ended up taking care of the ball the best for us. We do have a turnover problem, and that's one for us. Our philosophy is it is all about the ball, and there's been some lessons learned there. They've been hard ones for us. For us to be 11 ball games in and be minus three, certainly we didn't expect that. The good news is of these lessons, we're going to learn from them, and we're going to get that part of our game correct. And that's what I'm so looking forward to, and that was kind of the message we had with our team today, is getting those lessons learned and getting to the problem and fixing them. So that was our biggest issue when it came down through the game. And with that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the game moving forward.
So yeah, Coach, looking at those turnovers on film, did you find out anything from this one that might aid you here moving forward?
Sure. I think we can kind of talk about a couple of them we went through. For the first one with Coleman on the long run, and hard lesson, we went through that one where somebody can come out of the stack to get the ball when you're in a chase position, man, you better have the ball high and tight. And so that's what happened here. He made a long run. It was some really good blocking by Levine, and I think Pat DeMarco ended up being a 40-yard run. But in this league, there's going to be someone from behind, and they're going to be in the chase. And so at the end of those runs, to be high and tight, those are going to be critical ones. As far as the two interceptions thrown, we'll start with the one in the end zone where it was a third down play. And in that spot, we got to make sure if it's not there, we're going to take the points. And that's been the real hard part for us, led for some of the turnovers that resulted in the red zone. They're not the points caused for the other team, but it's the points lost at the end of those drives. And so that's a good lesson for us to say, all right, we've got a guy who's can sling it and get into tight spots, but knowing when our shot is to do that and when not. And then for the second interception, I think just to, read to go to a different spot. If you had that ball over to do, that's what we would do. So those are the ones from yesterday. And then Rico got one, in terms of a takeaway on a pick down in the end zone going their way. But when we're really ball hawking at our best, we're forcing the fumbles and tipping passes to get interceptions and getting other ones too. So when I'm talking about our turnover margin, I'm really talking about our entire club. And I want to make sure we're really clear on we're emphasizing that.
Freeman and Hester, I guess you could get both of them back this week. Where are they at? And
yeah, we anticipate getting Free back into it. I was able to participate in all the meetings, do all the stuff today. So we're heading into the week anticipating full action back with him, with Devontae.
And Devin, what's his status? I think he's eligible, but you all got to make a decision.
We do, yeah. So as it goes through the week, at the end of this week, that's when the window closes. So we want to really take a look at him at practice, and then we'll make a decision towards the end of the week. Is he able to, come off the list and be on the regular? And so that's what we really want to push it to find out this week on the toe and say, all right, you really got to get up on it and go. He's such a unique player and has the speed, but he's got to make that transition to see if it can happen fully.
Do you expect him fully participate in practice on
I do.
Any injury updates coming out of the game? We just had a ankle, Durant, and
yep.
The neck, Stuper.
But yep, and he came back. So as it goes through, we'll find out more about Durant for Wednesday's practice. We're anticipating him being able to participate in some fashion, but we're not sure yet. I think as it goes through tonight and tomorrow, we'll have a better feel for him being ready to play or not.
Coach, I'm curious, when you went back through the film,
yep.
when you look at the play with Moyaki and the clip or whatever like that, did he need to throw that block?
Well, I think on the backside, you don't know whether the guy's scoring or not. What I want to just make sure I got the clarification, I haven't had that from the league, was it because of the roll after the cut? Because his helmet we thought was in front on the backside of the play. But, yeah, that was one that for sure set us back, the penalty there. We had another one in the run game with Tehran. So two penalties there in the red zone were hard for us. But on the backside, we do cut, but you can't cut and roll. And I don't. It wasn't a technique he was trying to do. I think it was just the function of him into the cut. So, I definitely want to get some clarification because I want to make sure I'm really clear with the players on exactly how, the play is being officiated.
You mentioned the other one with Tehran.
Right.
I mean, is that one that's just unacceptable there?
Yeah, and that's what we thought. Like, having our poise, whether it's on the sideline, in the game, however it goes, that's a big part of what we want to do, just in terms of doing right longer. And so whenever time you get a personal foul and not keeping your poise, that's an example we can learn from. Certainly unexpected from him, somebody that you know, always just kind of seems to have it, his act together in the right way of all the times and being on the details. So for him to have a, you know, play that happened out of bounds was out of character for Teron.
And back to Matt.
Sure.
I mean, I know you've talked about it and you talked about the confidence you have in him and everything like that. Do you think maybe, you know, this offense, it's gotten a little bit overwhelmed a little bit right now? I mean, because there's a lot to it. There's no doubt about it.
I don't think that, and I understand the question. I understand the storyline to it for sure, because we're not playing as an entire unit at our best. And but I do know that can change quickly. And the reason I do know that firsthand is I played against last year in the Super Bowl guy who started the season, had a rough spot, and got hot as you can get last year. So I remember, if anybody does recall, you know, he's done. They lost to Kansas City, and it was, you know, great what happened to him, and all he did was rip off about 10. Now, I'm not comparing Matt and Tom, because I never compare the players, but I do want to emphasize Matt's a really good player, guys. And we've made some really good plays, but the turnovers have been our biggest factor of what's hurt us. And so when we go back to learn from them, like, how can we learn? How do we get better? Those are the things I'm most challenged on, because I've said it a number of times, like, good players play in lots of good schemes. And so whether it was, you know, early on, you know, in Matt's career here and, you know, featured running and then Dirk featured throwing, like, he's been good in both. And that's going to be the case here again. So I think it's really a function of, you know, us, you know, doing a great job of going after the ball defense. And then offensively, let's do everything we can to make sure we have the big conscience for the ball. And that's really where my focus is.
Going back to Ricardo's interception, that was a pretty impressive lead. What did you see on that play?
I think, you know, when you play middle field safety, which Ricardo does a lot, some of the things that come up for us, it's the tackling, it's the quarterback, it's the intent of where the quarterback wants to go. So oftentimes when you're in the middle of the field, you know some routes are going to challenge you. And so that was one for sure that we've practiced a bunch, and I thought he played it just right.
We've talked a lot about his, you know, transition to free safety, and he's made it very smoothly so far. Where do you think he's at overall?
I think number one is the communication. He's a quiet guy by nature, and that position does not allow you to be quiet. You are the vocal leader out there. You're making calls. You're making checks. And I think that part of his game, the guys are absolutely looking to him to get that information, and he's able to give it and demonstrate that over and over again. So I think the tackling and the communication are the things. Man, have I seen him improve in that way. I was hoping that transition would happen because I saw the speed. I saw the length that communication that he could have. So when he brought it to life, it's something that we've been really counting on, and it came through in a big way.
Coach, this is a season that started off on the high of winning five in a row.
Yep.
How do you tailor your message as you go through the struggles and the kind of the valley that you guys find yourself in right now, trying to get yourself back on track?
I think the biggest thing is, like, the players know we have tons of belief in them. But more importantly than that, the players have a ton of belief in one another. There's never a case where there's, you know, turn your back or, you know, finger pointing or that kind of. This is a really close group. So that's how you get out of it. When you go through a bad, you know, spot of ball or a good spot, you're together, you're into it together. And the only way out is the same way, doing it all together. And that's what I expect from our group.
I was going to have for you.
Sure.
You've been in a situation in the past with a team that got off to the kind of start that you had, hit a rough spot, then you got to the month of December. What did that team do to work its way out of it, or did it work its way out of it?
I think the biggest thing is, like, when you have that group that's so close and so connected, and one of the messages I told the team, like, hey, man, we were in a dark place after last night. That's as hard as it gets in terms of the struggle we've had. Now how do you get out? You do it together. And that's what's so unique about our group. They want to fight. They want to go into things together. So that part of it, I'm pleased with where we can get to. The struggles that you go through sometimes, it creates opportunities. And for us, the opportunity is now here. And that's what I wanted to get across to them right now.
As Matt's gone through the week, the stretch here with a lot, you know, several unforced errors, is your message or coaching to him and Kyle's and whatnot just been stay the course? I mean, because, you know, the guy's got a long track record of success, but, you know, you can talk a little bit too much about the mental side of it, and it kind of becomes a spooky thing.
I think when you're talking about, you know, was there an unforced error? Like, hey, man, let's make sure we're making all the right decisions, you know, for the team. And I think that's kind of like the example we were trying to talk about for the third down one in the red zone. If that practice one, you know, in practice isn't there, all right, that plays out. You know, we go on to the next, we kick the field goal, and we go. So all the decisions that are there, he knows that. And for us to make sure we're at our best, he has to have those decisions, you know, full speed decisions with everybody in mind. But it is stay the course. It's not, you know, let's make something up new now or not or that, because he is such a talented guy. I don't know if I answered that in the right way that you're looking for, but I just wanted to make sure, there's nothing knew that we're going to try and do. It's about the decision making being right on point.
Philip Wheeler's play, could you talk about the numbers look good, but how is it looking on film?
I think one of the hardest things to do is when you have to go in without a lot of reps. And as you guys know, you've been in practice, you know, the backup linebacker or the backup quarterback or, you know, tight end or whoever, you don't get a lot of full speed turns at it in practice. You know, oftentimes you're the one giving the looks on the show team. So for him to have that understanding, hey, I'm going right back to my rules. And as a backup player, you have to get most of your work in based on the film and in some of the walkthrough where you get the reps. So for him to come in, not had a lot of game reps getting ready, practice reps getting ready for the game, I thought he did a really good job. He's been a really valuable addition for us.
When you face a guy like Adrian Peterson, who's, you know, essentially a Hall of Fame player, does the message become, hey, you know, this guy is just this good? You know, we got to chalk it up to saying, look, it's a great player making great plays, and you guys, because the effort was there, right?
Yeah, I thought the toughness and the effort was there. We knew it was going to be just a battle for it. The hard part for us was the missed tackles, and, you know, he was a big reason for that. But I think when every time you're going against that kind of back, man, you better get down on the legs and wrap and roll. Those are the messages. So when we had those opportunities where we missed tackles, where a run became 10 yards or a run became 12 yards, or at the end of the game when the run became 40 yards, those were when the missed tackles really came through. There's sometimes in the line there might be a missed tackle and the linebacker's right there to clean it up. Those aren't the ones that get exposed so much as the ones that happen on the perimeter, you know, outside the tight end from, you know, call it the hash, out to the numbers. Those are the ones where all that space can happen, and that's where the missed tackles can really lead to the big gains, and that was one of the ones that happened at the end.
How many missed tackles did you?
With 15. 15. Yep.
That's the most of the season?
Yes, the most, yep, by far. We've had a couple that were 10 and 11, but we had 15 for this game. So we knew that was going to be the battle for it going into it, Vaughn. So, you know, the tackling, the gap discipline. So I thought from a gap control standpoint, you know, we're on point, but the missed tackles certainly hurt us, and especially there at the end of the game.
How did you evaluate Vic?
You know what? We thought, although the sack numbers may have not shown up, we thought from a rush standpoint, did a really good job. And we put Brooks Reed in some, and so we were trying to see how that combination would work as well with Brooks as a rusher in our nickel package, and we liked how that looked as well. So we put Schofield in our base package some at the Sam backer. So those are kind of some of the tweaks that we did along the front. But I thought the effort, the mindset, the toughness was there, and we've got to get our tackling just on point. Like, we want to be known as one of the best fundamental teams in ball. That's our tackling, our discipline, where the big plays don't happen. And so for us to have a double-digit, you know, missed tackle game, that's when it's hard to play at your best.